Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. All right, so it's a year of new beginnings. Praise the Lord. And I want to talk about the theme for the month is healings, all right? But I want to talk about your emotions because that is so important. Your emotions. You are not your emotions, do you know? Some people cannot believe it. They have so identified with their emotions and their feelings that they think they have to be that way. When you get born again, you realize that, no, things can change. In fact, change, the ability to cause a change, is so emphasized by Jesus. So emphasized. In the camp meeting, we had our sessions, workshops, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And one of the things that you'd notice is that in the first day of the workshop, are you paying attention to me? Is that anytime Jesus sent his disciples out, he gave them the ability to cause a change. Always. In Matthew 10, in Mark 3 and Mark 6, in Luke 9 and Luke 10, he always talked to them about healing the sick, casting out devils, raising the dead. He never sent them without the idea that they can effect a change. Praise the Lord. Then it crescendos. In Acts 1 verse 8, he told them, remain in Jerusalem until you have the Spirit. Meaning, don't go out and do anything until you have the Holy Ghost. The question, why? Why should they wait for the Holy Ghost? He said, because you receive power. You receive the ability to cause a change. So don't go out until you can effect a change. If you can effect a change for others, then you can effect a change in your own life. Praise the Lord. And so, nobody is born this way emotionally, and there can't be a change. There can be a change. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The people who think they are so emotional, their heart is always being broken. So I'm just a soft, emotional person. Don't tamper with my heart. Have you heard people say things like that? At times you listen to songs and you think the songs are you. So the song says, don't break my heart. So you take up words. Where did you learn that word? You learned it in a song. From who? From someone whose heart was probably broken. Now you're taking it up for yourself. Praise the Lord. All right, so your emotions are not you. You can change. If something is not palatable, you can effect a change with the word of God and by the Holy Ghost. Go to Luke 4 verse 18. Luke 4 verse 18. Let me tell you something. You know, someone can say, the Bible says be tender-hearted. Being tender-hearted doesn't mean being broken-hearted. That doesn't mean be soft, be emotional. No, being tender-hearted means being compassionate. Are you in this place? Compassionate. There's some people that, if you ask them for money, until you tell them that that money is the only thing that is keeping their body and soul alive, and they're about to die, they will not give you. There are people like that. They're very hard. They're not easily moved. Someone just got healed. Is it just that healing? Or is it headache? Or not a headache? They are not moved. They are not touched. The Bible says, don't be that way. Now, that is remarkable. Meaning that even in your levels of compassion, you can change. You can improve. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, 4 verse 18. Look at this. Jesus is talking. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is... Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Jesus is talking. Isn't that wonderful? He knew he was anointed to preach. He says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. So anybody who has heartbreak, in Christ, there is healing. Praise the Lord. And when you have been healed, you remain healed. All right? You remain healed. All right. He says, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Anyway, what I want you to see is that Jesus heals broken hearts. All right? Great. I'm talking about emotions. So there is something for you in Christ. And after you have been healed, he expects you to remain healed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so let's talk about your emotions. All right? Number one thing I've said is that your emotions are not you. You can change them. You don't have to be soft, weak, beggarly. You know, there are some ladies that have been used over and over and over again, like napkin. They say, because I'm emotional. That is a problem. And when you recognize a problem, if you're wise, you will change it. Are you in this place? You don't say, I have to remain this way. No. If it's because you're emotional, that's why your life has been anyhow. You have to change. Something is wrong. And with the word of God, you can effect a change. Number two that I want you to know is that when you got born again, Jesus became Lord of your life. Meaning that he became Lord of your body. Lord of your mind. He thinks so. He thinks he is God of your mind. Do you know he tells you how to think? Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
I tell you, say, don't tell me what to say. Don't tell me how to think. God tells you how to think. He is Lord of your thoughts. He is Lord of your emotions. He's Lord of your life. He's Lord of your finances. He's your Lord. And so because he is now the owner of your emotions, you become careful how easily you express some emotions. Are you in this place? And you begin to express your emotions the way he wants you to. There's a new owner now. It is not you. Most times people say, I'm going to speak my mind now. It means they're about to go off. They're about to tell you they don't have any owner. No, Jesus is Lord of your life. You don't speak your mind. You speak what he wants you to say. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so because he's Lord of your emotions, he begins to tell you how to handle things. Go to Proverbs 4 verse 20. Proverbs 4 verse 20. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you in this place? Are you looking at TV with me? That's nice. You come to church to watch TV. He says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my... Meaning that people will be saying different things. Different advice. Different motivational speakers. Different books. Do you know how many books and authors there are in the world? So many. So many. But it says, incline your ear unto what? My sayings. That means, pay attention to what I'm saying. Leave those other ones. Pay attention to me. That's what he's saying. He's trying to convince you. Seven habits, so. Five habits, so. That's nice. Pay attention to the word. Verse 21. He says, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them before you. That's what he's trying to say. Always remind yourself of what God has said. He says, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's telling you, you have options in the world. Different words of wisdom. But he says, his words are what? Life. Someone says, you know, it can sound nice. It is good to express doubt once in a while. You're only human. But is that his word? That means it is not life. It means that if you keep that word sooner or later, it will affect you negatively. He says, their life unto those that find them. When he met Joshua after Moses died, he told him, be strong and be very what? Courageous. You look at the word of God. Any expression of doubt, God rebukes. So how can someone tell you, it is okay to doubt at times, you're only human? That is not the voice of God. Why would they want you to doubt when it is faith that pleases God? Someone says, humans fall sick. It's a reminder of our human nature. Thank God we have a divine nature. Are you seeing that?
Yes,
we don't need to be. In fact, you should not be reminded by the human nature. You ask, is human nature good? No. So why are you being reminded? He says his words are life to those that what? Find them. Are you in this place? He says, and health. Now, I want you to see the dichotomy of this. All right? He's telling you there are other people talking and him he's talking. Now he's going to tell you the benefits of listening to him instead of others. Meaning that whatever benefit you have listening to him, the opposite is what you get listening to others. Are you in this place? So he says, their life unto those that find them. Meaning that if you listen to others, it's death. It might sound nice, smart, even spiritual, but it's not life. And it says, health to all their what? Flesh. It says the word of God is health. If you pay attention to the word of God, you'll never be sick. This is not even in the New Testament section of the Bible. This is Proverbs. It says health to all their, thank God he said all their flesh. Because someone could have said it was spiritual health he's talking about. He says health to all their flesh. So he's giving us insight now. Some sicknesses come from what people hear. It affects their flesh. Are you seeing that? Because he says his words is health. What about the words of others? He says they can give you words that would affect your flesh, affect your body. You sat down to listen to that thing. You got up, now you're back. You can move. And you can't even link the two. But see the linkage in the word of God. He says, pay attention to his words. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 23. Are you looking at this? Are you learning this? No, by the time you sit down in that your business, and you people have talked about the situation of the country, insult all the politicians, now you have headache. Where did it come from? What you were hearing. Not just what they were saying, what you were hearing yourself say. Negative things. Now it has affected your flesh. Someone says, how can you tell me words affect flesh? If you're a Christian, you should believe words can affect the flesh. Because when Jesus healed people, he healed them with his words. So if words cause the change for the better, it means what caused the change for the worse? Words. It's new beginning this year. There are some things you should not pay attention to. So your life will not be up and down. All right, 23. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. The word keep there means guard. Guard your heart. We're talking about emotions. I said, Jesus is now Lord of your emotions. And the word of God will tell you what to do. He says, guard your heart. Meaning, don't be so exposed. There are people that are so exposed, easily exposed. Everything they take to heart. They think their second name is Mary. Everything that is said, they take to heart. No. He says, keep your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Meaning that there are some things you should not see. You should not hear. Why? Because you're guarding your heart. You're protecting what gets into your heart. Remember, he says words can influence your flesh. But it doesn't just start in the flesh. It starts from inside. So you guard your heart. The first thing you should ensure that you don't listen to often is people that tell you, no, you're just emotional. You're just emotional. You are weak. You know, last year, I've not seen it this year. Because this is just day two. But last year, I don't know what happened. I think people just got tired of life. You know, because before it was, you are tough. You get what I'm saying? Just listen to me. Before you are tough, you can make it. You're a strong lady. You're the boss. You are wonderful. Nothing can stop you. Last year, something strange happened. I started seeing people say, please, I'm not tough. Please, I need help. Please. No. And you know what? The way they said it, it was with the same gusto they said the other one. They said, please, I'm weak. Didn't you see it too? You did, right? You know what I'm talking about? Because they got tired. They realized life is not, it's not like that. Please, I need help. Why? Before they were saying, we are a boss. We are strong. You get it. Go get it, girl. They say you need companionship, have a group. Why? Because they tried it. All right. When I saw that, I thought it was so funny. Why would you say you're weak? It's because you thought the wrong way. We do need people. Are you in this place? Iron, sharpness, not plastic. So why one is sharpening, the other is sharpening. Are you seeing that? Two strong people sharpening themselves. Anyway, I thought all of that was just an excuse to say, please send me money. I don't know how to say it. So here he says, keep your heart, guard your heart diligently. That's the word, diligently. So don't just expose your emotions to everything. Some of you, what you call love is what you watched on TV. And you know what? It has affected you. Now, anybody who shows you that description, he thinks he loves you. He doesn't. Or she loves you, but she doesn't. And it's affecting you. You look at someone who wants to commit suicide. Why? Heartbreak. It's an amazing thing. So he wants to drink Sniper. Why? Because someone said they are not doing it again. Let me tell you something. Jesus is Lord of your life. Nobody should take his place. Not even your spouse. Because only him can give you the satisfaction that he can. A human being, another person, cannot take that place. So if someone comes and says, I remember something my brother put on the group 2 days ago. Someone comes and says, you're the only thing I have. You're the love of my life. You're the only thing I have in this world. You should say, so you don't have money. Actually, the joke was, a lady married a man and realized he was poor. Broke. Totally broke. He said, so you don't have anything? He said, when I told you, you are the only thing I have. You think I was joking? My point is, he tells you to incline your ears to his words. It matters who you're paying attention to. Praise the Lord. Who's deciding how you live your life? Emotions are feelings, but they are stirred by words. So he says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are what? The issues of life. The things you require in life comes from your heart first, meaning it is garbage in, garbage out. When you need something in life, it matters what you have taken in. If someone says, it is okay to give up, yourself, you don't try. When you get to a point where you need your faith to work, it is that yourself, you don't try, you bring out instead of the word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he says, keep your heart. What you need in life, it's in your heart first. So guide what you listen to. Praise the Lord. All right, verse 24. Going somewhere. 24. It says, put away from you a forward mouth and perverse lips put far from thee. After you have guarded your heart, that means you guard what comes in. He tells you to control what goes out. He says, put away from you a forward mouth and what? Perverse lips. I'm too emotional. I can easily cry. Put that away from you. You are programming yourself to respond negatively in a challenging situation. Go to Matthew 12, verse 36. 36 now. 33. Matthew 12, verse 33. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Jesus is talking. He says, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. Verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Verse 35. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth what? Good things. I told you, it is what you put in your heart you're going to bring forth. He says, out of it are the issues of life. Now, Jesus is confirming that statement. He says, from the treasure. So your heart is a treasure. You don't just take anything in. You guard what you receive. Because it is what will produce what you require for you. He says, out of the good treasure of the heart,
bringeth forth what? Good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth what? Evil things. Verse 36. So listen, listen. The man is evil, but that's not the source of what comes out of him. It is his heart. All right. He says, but I tell to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. So the things he's saying you bring out of your heart are your words. You are a good man, but the treasure in your heart are evil. You've been listening to the wrong things. You've been hearing the wrong things. He's saying that out of that treasure, you bring forth what? The wrong things. Well, you can guard what you let into your heart. You can guard. The people who have playlists of songs that are just sad. Sad. Always talking about the hardness of life, the challenges of life. You are okay. But see what you're storing inside your heart. Very soon, it will come out. And you create the opportunity for it to come out. Listen to what the Bible says. It talks about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Are you in this place? I'm sure you're not sleeping. It talks about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, if they were mindful of where they came from, they would have had an opportunity to return. Because God told Abraham, leave your father's house. He said, if Abraham, when he left, kept thinking about his father's house, there would have been an opportunity created for him to go back. That means what you ponder on would eventually, the opportunity will be created. If all you're thinking about is heartbreak, one day you have the opportunity for your heart to be broken. So what you listen to is important. If all you're listening to is the hardness of life, life is tough. I remember when I came from the village. That is the song you're listening to, but you grew up in the city. But you listen to, I remember when I was in the village. And you're singing along. Very soon, you have the opportunity to go back there. He says it is what you store that will come out eventually. Are you in this place? This is what you store. But looking at maybe a series on TV, and the doctor said, sickness is the way of life. You say, you look at it and say, it's just film. You receive into your heart. Now, your way of life cannot be sickness in Jesus' name. He says, Jesus is saying, it's from your heart you bring forth good things, the right things. There are some people that have habit problems, bad habits, lost. Why? It is what you're seeing. It's what you're putting in your heart. It'll come out for you, praise the Lord. But not you, praise the Lord. Because you listen to words of faith and of love. Those are the companions you would keep. Those are the words you pay attention to. The words from God. All right. So this is first phase one. Go to James 1, verse 18. So number one, I said you are not your emotions. Number two, Jesus is Lord of your life. So he teaches you how to control and guard your emotions. Praise the Lord. Number three, guard your heart. Don't just let anything enter. Let me tell you something. Give yourself 1 week if you want to become more spiritually active. And listen to only messages in audio Bible. All right? Only that. 1 week. You, that maybe you are finding difficult to pray, you begin to pray. That's what will happen. It will influence you. If you've been finding it hard to pray on your own, 30 minutes, just give yourself 1 week and listen to only messages. Things will change. On the reverse side, if you have been praying very well, test it. Give yourself 1 week and just watch a series that lasts 1 week and see if you can pray again. Test it. It's scientific. You won't be able to. It is garbage in, garbage out. In fact, there's people that they listen to series, they start speaking like the people in the series. Now, some people know how to speak Korean. 100%. They can even greet you in it. They can tell you what's happening in South Korea right now. And that is good. I mean, the lesson from it. Because that means if I spend time with the Word of God, I will know what God is thinking part time. You know, anytime I think about it, I think the Bible says, and even in life, you are no different from those you spend time with. That is good news for me. That is good news for me. Because you know what? That means if I spend time with the Word of God, I'll be no different from the Word. I won't have to struggle. It will be my life. Praise the Lord. And the word of God has success. If I spend time with him, it means I'm a success. The word of God is always victorious. The day they buried him, after 3 days, he came out from that grave. If I spend time with that champion, that means I'm a champion for life. All right. That's number what? 4. Number 5. Are you born again? Are you in this place? Are you born again? You're born of the word. The word of God is your father. Yes. Because the word of God is God. You are born of the word. And he shows us. Go to 1 Peter 1 verse 23 first. If you're born again, that means you're born a second time. So who is your father this second time? The word of God. He says, being born again, you know there are Christians. Are you in this place? There are Christians that say, me, I'm a Christian, but I'm not a born again. Have you heard that before? The first time I heard it, I was shocked. I didn't get it. And I will not get it because there's nothing to be gotten. He says, I'm a Christian, but I'm not a born again. Maybe they think born again people that wear scarf. Anyway, look at it. He says, being what? Born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. So he says, you're born again by the word of God, which liveth and abideth what? Forever. You are like your father. If the word of God is incorruptible, that means you have become what? Incorruptible. That means nothing can spoil you. Nothing can affect you. That is incorruptible. All right? Go to James 1 verse 18. I'm going somewhere. We're about to close, but I'm going somewhere. James 1 verse 18. Let's read together because people are quiet. Want to go. Of his own will, begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Let's read again. Want to go. It says, of his own will, he gave birth to you. It was his will. With the word of truth. For a purpose. That you should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. That means he had different creatures, but he gave birth to you with the word. So you be one of a kind. It says first fruit, that means first and the best. Meaning that of all God created, he thought his creations were not or would not be as good as his child. So you move from being a creation, and then he gave birth to you through the word. So you became his child, the first and what? The best. Are you in this place? Great. So he says, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Verse 19. So immediately he tells you that you are now the first and the best of his creatures. Immediately, he starts teaching you how the first and the best should behave. Immediately. He tells you, you are the first and the best of his creatures. Thank you, sir. I am. Then he says, this is how you behave. He says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be what? Swift to hear. Quick to hear. Slow to what? Speak. Have you seen some folks who talk anyhow? They say, they talk anyhow. Are you in this place? They give themselves names. They're involved in name calling. It says their personality. Me, I am Aquarium. Is that personality or star? See the many things people have to now remember. They say, I am, come on, you guys know. Sander. Sanguine. So that's the person who talks, setting himself against the word of God. Because God said, if you are the first one of his creatures, the first thing, swift to hear, slow to speak. Meaning that even if you thought you were sanguine, always talking, once you got born again, you can change. You are not born to remain that way forever. He says, be slow to speak. Be quick to hear. Someone said, anytime I come, I'm the one always talking. I'm the one keeping everything alive. You are against the word of God. Because the first and the best, slow to speak. Listening. You learn to what? Listen. Praise the Lord. If God tells you to do this, it means that he has given the ability to. And he's telling you to live the first and the best life. This is what you need. There are some people that they have missed business advice because they're always talking. He says, no. He gave birth to you. I'm showing you this to show you that you can change whatever you don't like. The word of God, when you got born again, has become your personality. You don't say, me, I'm melancholy. When I heard that, I thought, do people know what melancholy means? It's a bad thing, no? When someone is melancholy, it means the person is quiet and can be evil. Have you seen people who are white? They wear black and their face is white. That is the description of a melancholic character in flesh. And you say, you're melancholy. No, you are not melancholy. You are born of the word. God did not call you that. Are you in this place? Because people use this as an excuse to not change bad behaviors or bad attitudes. And when you're a Christian, there is no place for that. Which other one is there? I don't even know. But I know there are plenty. So think about it. You now, you take it upon yourself. I'm what? Melancholy. So I don't talk. Oh, you know all of them. You are not your emotions. Neither are you the expressions. He says, be slow to speak. Be swift to hear. Be slow to what? Wrath. You are not your temper. You can change. Are you in this place? You can change. You know, there's something else. Let me just talk about it, then we'll close. You have people who say they are Leo, Cancer, Aquarium, Sagittarius, nice, talky. You don't know anymore, do you? Ego. Put your phone on silent. It's Cancer. They are Cancer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See all the things they have to remember in life. Yeah, they don't know all the names of the apostles. Now, it is the ridiculousness of it that I want to talk about. You have two people living in the same house. They are totally different. But they are both born in August. The guy is living with this guy. He knows they are born in August. He says, you, I don't understand you. You're strange. Then he goes out and says, this is how people who are born in August are. They are what? Cancer. Oh, they are Leo. Okay, so everybody in Leo is this way. But in his life, he can see that there's someone else who is born in the same month and they are totally different. But he's going to take it as dogma, as doctrine. Now, why is he always angry? Because I am Leo. He said, and you always hear it. It's always so stupid. You can even see that this is Satan's handwork. He said, don't try them. They can be calm, but they can be tough. A bundle of contradictions. He says, some people are very sweet, but they are mischievous, but they are good friends. You're sweet, you're mischievous, you're a good friend. Are you a witch? You ask, who brought these names? Have you ever asked yourself the question, these names you are calling yourself? Because if someone called you, you think it's an insult, but you're insulting yourself. Who created those names? I'm saying that because I know those things affect people's emotions greatly. They do. Thank you, Oge, my PA. They do. And he gives an excuse. He said, this is how we are. We are born brave, but we can be hot. There are people that can tell you everything there. Waste of time. The word of God, have you listened to everything there? What does it tell you about yourself? So this, are you trying to say that all of us now, we should be quiet and slow to speak? Yes, because that is what the word of God says. And it says, if you listen to him, it is what? Life. And it helps toward your flesh. All the useless sickness will begin to disappear. When you stop listening to people you don't know what they believe. You have no clue. You don't know who they worship because they call God. Will you take advice from them? He said to those that are Cancer. He said, we are the successful ones. Because you are Cancer. If you're a Christian, you have no place with that. Are you in this place? It's called reading stars. And when you read the Old Testament section of the Bible, God was very obsessed with that kind of lifestyle. No, someone can say, let me read your hand. Read which useless hand. What are you reading? They say, it's 3, it's 2. I can see your future in your hand. Only Satan can be that manipulative. The only thing that has to do with your hand is healing. That's all. No, someone say if your toe is long like this and short like this, it means that your dad or your mom, that's their type of toe. Finish. It's true. If your hand is like this, it means nothing. He says he knows the thoughts that he has towards you. Plans to prosper you. So he's telling you, remember the first thing we saw, incline your ear to his sayings. Someone says you're Leo, not you. Are you in this place? You have no business with that. You are who God says you are. So you don't excuse the wrong behaviors, the wrong emotional expressions with these things. Look at that man. Almost 50, still saying he's Sagittarius. Was he Sagittarius? Or Cancer, or Ego? 50 years old on this earth, he still has not observed that things are not like that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 20. Thank you. 20. 20. He says, for the wrath of man worketh not what? The righteousness of God. He says, you are not your temper. There are people who are very angry. They get angry easily. They might not show it, but they are very angry. He says, when you get born again, that can change. Don't excuse bad behaviors. Don't do it. God doesn't do it. Don't do it. You look at your life. Can you improve? Yes, then work on improving your life. With the word of God, you can. It says, with the word of God, you renew your mind. Let's go there. Go to Romans 12, verse 2. Let's end with that. Romans 12, verse 2. So don't claim, don't call yourself what God has not called you. It is trouble. It is trouble. Oh, God, it is trouble. It is trouble. It says, and be not conformed to this world. This is like a summary of everything I'm saying. It says, don't be conformed. Doesn't matter if all your people in your office, they are all saying, us, Leo, let us take a selfie. Don't go and take any selfie. Because it's not you. Are you in this place? Us, Cancer, let us pose. My only relationship with Cancer is what? Out. Now you're Cancer, you have Cancer. You say you don't want to die. Are you even wise? Isn't that an amazing thing? Hey, dear Lord. You would think by now they should have changed that Cancer onto something else. Satan must be wondering how he got it so easy with people. He says, and be not conformed to this world, but be a what? Transformed. By what? The day you change the contents of your mind, you transform your life. In other words, the day you change how you think about yourself, your life will change. You that are always angry, the day you realize you don't always have to be angry, you can be patient. That day, he says, you transform your life. And you become a patient person. The day you stop giving excuses based on one useless personality, that's why at times you have mood swing. There are people like that. Anybody who has mood swing in this place, let me announce to you, you're a selfish person. No one says amen. You are selfish. You know why? Because you think the world revolves around you. And you think the world should revolve around your mood. So when you feel like playing, people can now come and play. When you don't feel like playing, people should get... Okay, question, what about those people? Don't you think they should have mood too? If everybody had mood like you, that means at times, nobody will talk to anybody. You are the bus stop. You have mood. You can't call bus. Conductor has mood. He won't stop. Driver has mood. Everybody has mood. We now have to wait till everybody's mood sinks. What is that? Trouble. If you're old enough in this world, you know that there are some things, excesses, you have to put away if you want to succeed. You that have temper, would you go and stab your boss? Would you not put that temper in check? Meaning you can't control it. And not just that, you can put it away from your life. It says where you transform, you can transform your life by renewing your mind. But if you listen to people that say a man must be tough, a man must not let a woman talk to him anyhow. Now, you're in boss, you don't know why you're fighting with different ladies. because of what you're listening to. If you want that useless life expression to stop, he says, change your mind. God says, incline your ears to his words. Stop reading useless books that after you're done reading, you're angry with society. No, there are books like that. After you're done reading, you're angry with the government. If you catch any government official, because they are stealing our money. If they gave you that money, how would you handle it? But you're angry. Why? Because of what you read. Now he's saying, yeah, what you take in can influence you. So why not take in the words of God and let God influence you? So put away from yourself bad behaviors. But let me tell you something about talking. Try those that like to talk too much. There is nobody that talks anyhow that has not hurt plenty of people. But because it's jovial, they don't say anything. Now you ask someone, I'm a pastor, all right? You counsel people. You realize that it's something one person that is very careless said that has hurt them all these years. But the guy was joking in his mind. He doesn't even remember, but he talks too much. The Bible says, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. There is no way you talk, you not hurt somebody. Ah, see, you see your big nose. See your fat cheek. Now the person goes out and is conscious of the person's nose. Can't breathe air anymore very well. Why? Because talking, setting yourself against the word of God. He says, be slow to speak. Why would you excuse that because you're sanguine? What does sanguine even mean? And you're hurting people. No, change. Are you in this place? You can change. You can say, I would be all the word of God wants me to be. Doesn't matter how many years you've been that way. You can change. Someone says, me, I'm melancholy. I don't like to go out. I don't like to do anything. You can change. I don't mean go out and become, you know, when I mean go out, I mean you don't relate with people very well. You're shy. You can change. You can. With the word of God. But don't excuse bad emotional expressions. Ask yourself, are you living in line with the word of God? If it's not in line with the word of God, plan to change it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody who is going through emotional issues, especially depression, if you change what you listen to, if you change the things you see, you will change your life. See the simple formula. The things of God are simple. It says once you renew your mind, you will transform your life. It's that simple. It's not going to pray and fast on the mountain. That one is good. But to change your life, it says the way you think. The way you think. If you keep looking at social media and comparing yourself with others, then you're sad. Now you feel bad. Now you feel not good enough. By the time we trace it, we realize it's a picture you saw on Instagram that caused it. What does that mean? It means if you didn't see that picture, you would not be here. What you took in, you're now expressing as depression. So how do we cure that? We ensure you don't take in the wrong things anymore. So God says what? His words are life. The words of others are depression. Then he says, keep the words in front of your eyes. Meaning that if you go and be looking at what other people are doing, very soon you'll be depressed. But if you keep his words in front of your eyes, you'll be full of faith. You know that there's a time for everything. You know that God has a plan for your life. Then he says, hell to all their flesh. Now you're depressed and you're sickly. You don't know where it came from. It came from what you always look at. Facebook group, somebody sent you to, you are there. Say, people are suffering, you know. People are dying, you know. God will help us. Yeah, some of you spend 30 minutes watching people's status. But someone says, I've read the Bible, I don't have time. Wish you don't have time. You spend 30 minutes going from one status to another like television. But you don't have time. And those things are influencing you, making you feel bad. Let me tell you something. And I'll end with this because it's so important. Because I know the influence of social media. Your friends are getting married. It's not a good excuse to want to get married. Someone is doing something, it's never a good excuse for you to do anything. You should do things because God told you to. Because God wants you to. December, all of a sudden became Valentine's sleepover. Pajamas everywhere. It's not a good reason for you to want to take picture
with Christmas tree. Until now, remember what the Bible says. If you're mindful of it, you create the opportunity. Until now, you must be in a relationship. You must be in a relationship until someone from Satan comes. But you must take picture December day with people. You already bought it in January, but you bought your own. You already know how it will be. And he said, nobody told me that he was devil in flesh. Praise the Lord. Guard your heart. Are you in this place? Guard your emotions. It matters who you listen to. It matters what you see. You know, most times I just pray. Because what you see can influence you so much. What you see. So guard it. All these bad things you want to drop, now that you're in a new year. Bad, you're always angry. You're always upset. You talk anyhow. You usually want to slap someone. It came from somewhere. Are you in this place? It came from somewhere. Find out that place. It could have come from a book. It could have come from someone's post. It could have come from a song. Find out where it came from and cut it off. Once you do, you transform your life. Then you become kind and patient because you're no longer listening to angry people. Then you not compare yourself with others because you're not even seeing them to compare in the first place. Someone says, no, I'm not comparing. I'm trying to be inspired. I'm trying to be inspired. I have to tell you this life. But I'm inspired. I'm inspired. You're not inspired. You're getting sad because of what you're looking at. So what is God telling you? Stop looking. Are you in this place? Stop looking. Someone says, I noticed you did my contact. I say, I'm sorry, but your status is oppressing me. Of course, you might not say it that way. But guard your heart. Guard what you see. Everybody knows. Nobody posts the real thing on social media. Even here in this church, there are people after service, you know yourselves, take 20 pictures, different styles. They only post the ones that they think is fine. Not the other ones. It shows you how everything on social media is. Nobody posts the other ones. The other aspects of their life that they don't think should be celebrated. They don't post that. What they post is the one they think is fine. Now you look at the one that you think is fine and you judge yourself with that. Never use other people to judge your life. Use the word of God. Because the one who knows you and loves you. Say, I'm a success. So I'll never fail. See, my emotions are guarded by the word of God. So I'm a kind person. You know, there are some people that grew up in homes where the father was always angry. Now, and when they were in that home, they thought, I would never be like this man. But now they are noticing they are always angry. Let me tell you why. It is garbage in, garbage out. You have spent so much time there. So for sure, it will come out. But that's why the word of God is so wonderful. Because with the word of God, you can spend time with the right one that can change your life. Are you in this place? So you don't excuse it. You use the word and change. And you better give yourself to the word if you come from a home where you think there are expressions you don't like. Because it is what you see you would produce. But if you want to change things, you use the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So take away comparison from your life. Take away depression. Don't be looking at what nobody asks you to look. Be only inspired by the word of God. Are you in this place? Say, the word is my light. I'm walking in that light. Everything around me is an expression of the word of God. My eyes see only the word of God. Is that not what he said? That's what he said. He said, keep the word before your eyes, not Instagram pictures, not Facebook pictures, not Twitter posts. He said, the word. Praise the Lord. The word. Speak in other tongues. And if you can't speak in other tongues, just go ahead and thank God for what you've heard today.
Rico Prado Sarabada Ligarista Manon Gradis Kebrudo Sharabaka Ligradis Zekatu Sakabaka Ligradis Karamandi Ligo Prado Sarabaka Ligrado Sharamandi Kasigrado Saramandi Mago Sukabrado Sharamandi.
Amen. Listen to this. All right? I'm just trying to tell you that keep the word in front of you. The Bible says in John 10 that John the Baptist did no miracle. That man never healed anybody. He was only shouting in the wilderness. All right? Did no miracle, not one. But the Bible had told us that he came in the spirit of Elijah. And Elijah worked miracles. But he didn't. Then Jesus comes and works miracles. What sort of prophet is John the Baptist? Shouting prophet. Works no miracles. So in the eyes of man, if you even use that, you should say this man is not a real prophet or he's not successful. But Jesus had a different testimony. He said, of all men born of women, including Elijah, Moses, Abraham, he says there is none greater than John the Baptist. Meaning if he had looked at others and compared himself with those that had gone before him, he would have been wrong. There are some people who cry in secret because of what they saw, especially on social media or around you, your neighbors. No, he says, incline your ears to his words. Fight. Are you in this place? He says, guard your heart. Have you ever seen a guard that is needed in a place where nobody will break in? Everybody just kept dung, sock away. Have you ever seen anybody protecting sock away? Come on, talk to me. Have you seen that? They brought a security man just to protect sock away. Because nobody's going to come and steal anything there. They put security man where they know that someone can come and there will have to be a fight. So the security man will do what? Stop them. The Bible says your heart has treasures. And it's telling you that some things can come and try to force themselves in. But do what? Fight. Keep them off. Instead of going Instagram. Drop the phone. Are you in this place? Save yourself. Anytime you want to go, status, go back. Guard your heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I'm making progress. I'm moving forward. I am complete in Christ. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. Everything functioning well. Go ahead and thank him. Thank him. And thank him for this week. This week you receive strength. To keep his word before you alone. Only his word. Only his word. Speak in other tongues.